My friend David killed himself last full moon. The full moon was weird. Everyone I knew was feeling weird, and I don't blame him for not being able to make it through. The full moon was a Wednesday. On Monday, he called me to talk me down from an existential crisis, and the conversation cycled through harsh, jaded laughter, obligatory lamentation. It broke through to tenderness as he reassured me, "It is okay. You are okay. You will be okay." Our call was cut short by some obligatory bullshit, the looming divorce, the life of living in a hotel. I practically begged him to get an apartment in Brooklyn. He was being audited. He didn't even say goodbye. Usually he said, "Call me tomorrow." He said, "Don't die." I said, "You too." I texted him Tuesday. I texted him Wednesday. I texted him Thursday. On Friday, I texted him, "Give me a sign that you are okay." I put "okay" in all caps like David Foster Wallace does, so he would know I was serious. Friday night, I Googled his full name and the word "death." At night, I smoked my cigarettes on an overturned square milk crate in view of the motion sensor light whose two bulbs shine green and yellow, cast red and blue shadows of my hands on the concrete. I didn't call anyone. I didn't text my best friends. I didn't find my dad. I sat on the milk crate and smoked and listened to shitty pop music. It felt like all my insides had been blown to smithereens. I knew it happened even though there was no cause of death listed online. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe he didn't mean to. He said in a recent conversation, "If I were going to kill myself, I wouldn't tell anyone." No one asks how. That would be my first question. So I'll tell you, heroin, too much on purpose. In Ruth 1, Naomi and Ruth return to Bethlehem together, causing a stir. Naomi, now a widow, has been away for 10 years. I remember there was a famine, so she got away. She came back. She comes back. She's like my age. She's not even 30. She is a Moabite woman in tow. And this is where I jump in with my Robert Alter commentary, which is, readers should note that for biblical Israel, Moab is an extreme negative case of foreign people, a perennial enemy. Its origins, according to the story of Lot's daughter in Genesis 19, are an act of incest. The Torah actually bans any sort of intercourse, social, cultic, or sexual, with the Moabites. So Ruth and Naomi come back, and the woman said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara. For Shaddai has dealt great bitterness to me. I went out full and empty did the Lord bring me back. Why should you call me Naomi when the Lord has borne witness against me and Shaddai has done me harm?" I wrote this sermon on March 11th. Yesterday was my birthday. Today is David's birthday. Mara means bitter. It is from the same root as the word maror, the bitter herbs eaten at the Passover Seder. This contrasts the name Naomi, which means pleasantness. I have often wondered why my parents named me Naomi. I can be quite unpleasant. I can be cruel. I can be self-destructive. I wallow. I self-pity. I self-harm. But people genuinely like me more than I like myself. The first community meeting I attended at St. Lydia's was either late summer or early fall. I'd been coming for a few weeks or months or whatever, and I thought, hey, let me check out the community meeting. And I should have bailed when Amelia offered to get coffee with me beforehand to catch me up to speed. At this community meeting, Jake, who was my main contact at St. Lydia's at the time, pulled out a pre-written letter calling for the resignation of the pastor. A woman across the circle with long dark hair, almost in tears, said, "I am a Jewish woman. What other church will have me?" That Jewish woman was Heidi, When I explain her to people, I say, she's my best friend from church and she's Jewish. She's 41. She has a 5-year-old autistic son. She's going through a messy divorce. We are at such different stages in our lives, but she is my best friend. I crave her the way David craved heroin. Craving doesn't begin to describe it, he said. I craved heroin the way a drowning person craves air. I've been misquoting Ruth at people. I say, Naomi tells her daughters-in-law to go home and be with their mothers. Orpah, who's the not Ruth, says, yeah, deuces. And she's good because she's following Naomi's wishes. But Ruth says no. I think of how hard I push people away when I am struggling. But Ruth says no. She says, wherever you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. There's more, but for the sake of brevity, we don't need it. My favorite song right now is a waltz. I hear Heidi's voice over the phone. My body starts to relax, and years of bottled up shame, sadness, anger, and fear melt into warmth and safety. She calls me Naomi because little kids really struggle with the name Naomi. She says things like, oh, Naomi, it is so good to hear your voice. Together, we have conversations that will change the universe. The butterfly effect and all that. The lifetime of a star, birth, supernova, black hole, what have you, over the phone. Heidi took me to get my nails done on Saturday after I started telling people. I smoked a cigarette too soon when they weren't quite dry. Anger directed at God. Fuck up this manicure, why don't you? The manicure survived. Time has been a roller coaster ever since. I took an English course in 12th grade called The Essay with my favorite teacher, Ms. Dresner. This course made me who I am today. It taught me to wield words like a brush, how to tell a story, where commas go. I flourished, wrote extra essays outside of class with Ms. Dresner, sitting in a little carpeted stairway next to the English history office. When it was time to decide who was going to read their work to the grade, the class unanimously voted for me. My voice shook as I confessed to the 55 people in the room that I absolutely hated my body. I hated myself. Afterwards, Robbie came up to me in the hallway and asked me to send him a copy of the essay. I handed him the piece of paper in my hand. In the essay, we learned not to end our pieces with what Ms. Dresner called last paragraph sermon syndrome, or LPSS for short. But this is a sermon, and this is what I want to leave you with. I have many Ruths in my life, although the only person I have ever met named Ruth was a very anxious pregnant woman in the hospital. My maternal grandmother chose the Hebrew name Ruth when she converted to Judaism before my tante's bat mitzvah. But Ruth is anyone who won't let you wrangle away when things get bad. The friends who sit with you in the shit because David is dead and I am not. And though I feel like wind chimes on the inside and sometimes start crying and can't stop, Heidi is Ruth and Izzy is Ruth. And Kate is Ruth, and Leah is Ruth. And the book has a happy ending. Boaz marries Ruth, the Moabite, who begets and begets and begets. Naomi, mother-in-law to King David, to Jesus, to us.